All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. As you're screaming through the day here, doing what you do, I hope you have a little motivation and bounce in your step for God at work in your life. Well, today I want to share a word, and the word is approachable. Dwight Moody, one who's written countless numbers of devos and points of inspiration, shared this verse from Romans, and I thought it was particularly powerful for us today as we think about what it means to be approachable. And it's from Romans 12:16. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies. Don't be the great somebody. You see, Romans 12 is chock full of good stuff. We often could tell our friends to read it as if they were seeing it for the first time, because it contains all the essentials of what it means to be an authentic Christian and to know Jesus as true friend, companion, one who walks alongside. It screams sacrifice, love, humility, all of which we need in our lives. Do you ever feel like the people in your life can be super friendly while you're there, gathered with them, but maybe people aren't really forming that friendship outside that initial moment of gathering? Like they're not really seeking to go much deeper than the top layer of the relationship. You know, it can be mentally draining to try to build relationships and then depressing when nothing comes of the effort. Now, we don't paint bad pictures of people or communities or churches, but we can point out that many of us are not that great at cultivating deep, meaningful friendships with people that we just don't know well. It's hard to do. Now, I'm an extroverted person, and yet even extroverts can struggle to open up around strangers. It's not that people try to be stuck up or think that they're better than anybody else. It's just hard to pull down the walls and to invite new people in to our lives. I think it's particularly difficult after a 2+ year pandemic. Well, Jesus, however, our model that we look to, was very approachable. You could stroll right up to him without being rejected. He didn't care what color you were, how much money you had, or whether you were flat broke. He didn't care about the denomination you belonged to, or even if you didn't believe he was sent from God. Jesus was radically inclusive. He allowed people to belong even when they didn't believe. I think he did this with the hope that one day they'd begin to follow him, that they'd see what it is that he was seeking to do in the world and through their lives. But Jesus wasn't the great somebody. I mean, even though if anyone deserved the title, it certainly would have been him. If you've had trouble making friends in the past, I promise, just like this, Jesus is not going to reject you. He knows exactly how it feels to reach out and to be ignored. Jesus spent his life building bridges that few were willing to cross. Jesus offers you his loyalty and his willingness to go all the way through the thick and the thin ways of life. Yeah, I think it's important to pause in our busy world to say, who you have is more important than what you have. Those relationships that knit you together. And you also can know that you can confidently approach Jesus without fear or rejection, because Jesus accepts you, not because of who you are, but because of who he is. When we see Jesus as friend, companion, fellow sojourner, walking alongside in life, we get past that. The church sometimes turned Jesus into a creed or a doctrine. No, what we really have is Jesus himself. That's what comes through. Jesus, God, give themselves to us. They're with us and for us. And that, folks, is talking about approachability. God is always approaching us. So may we hold on to that vision of who God is, what he's seeking to do in Jesus as we journey through a Lenten season in the church, as we discover more of God's story that is being written in your life. Yes, Jesus is a friend to us, one who draws close. May you know that and live. All right, good day.